This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Maryam Lemu and welcome back to my series that I'm calling Marriage Gems, where I share tips and ideas on how to strengthen the marriage, how to build ourselves, make us more aware, so that the relationship between us and our spouses will become stronger, inshallah. Now, in the previous episode, I told you that I had gotten curious about what decent men and women want in one another. And I shared with you what men like and what they don't like in their spouses, and what hopefully we can take as tips that will help us improve upon ourselves. Now, during this episode, the wheels are turned, where we get to go into what women want in their spouses and what they don't want. Next, let's talk about what qualities decent women want in their spouse. One of the strongest ones that came in was an independent mind, someone who's very confident of themselves, doesn't listen to what other people say about how they relate with one another. Now, this rings close to me because I know my husband went under so much grief from a lot of his friends who teased him because he really spent more time with the family than he did hanging out with them. Somebody said he is in Purda. And someone said that he has a visa that I have to give him that allows him to go out. And he didn't care. Family comes first. His relationship matters more than anything, and he makes sure everybody knows that. Then another thing women want in their spouse is somebody who's resourceful, who knows how to make sure that they are taken care of financially, that the house, their needs, everything, this feeling of security as well, that if there is an emergency, we don't have to go and beg in order to take care of our needs in the house. Then somebody who is sincere and loyal, loyal to the family, loyal to the marriage, loyal to the children, that they are committed to the relationship and making it work. And they do not have to leave to go out and commit zina to fulfill their needs, that they are truly committed to the relationship. Then someone who's truthful and honest, is straightforward. These are strong qualities that both men and women, of course, want in one another. Then this one comes up so often, which is being expressive, that often when you ask your spouse what's wrong, they would say nothing. And I know this is so infuriating when you get that. I hate hearing nothing, when obviously I can tell from your body language that something is wrong. So a spouse that is expressive, that talks about what's going through their mind, what's bothering them, and can share that with you very, very well and effectively. Then somebody who is clean. This has also come up a lot, that takes care of themselves, just like the concern men had of women, of course, puts deodorant, uses the roll-ons and the sprays and the antiperspirants to make sure they are clean, and then keeps themselves looking well-groomed, well taken care of. Another one was empathy, that your spouse shows you empathy, that feels what you feel, and knows how to say it to you in a way that you feel you've been understood. Then somebody who has direction and focus, knows where they are going, not just all over the place, but has a sense of purpose and direction. Then a sense of humor. For me, I know this is so high up on my list. My husband and I have such a good sense of humor. We find so many things we try to laugh about so many things. And we don't take life too seriously, certain things, because humor is so important in also strengthening the bond between us. Another issue that came up is humility. That you don't keep raising what your background was or showing off that you come from a particular type of home or background, or that you are the man of the house, that you're humble enough to know that this relationship is truly one of a partnership. And you don't insist you must respect me because I am the oga in the house. You know, respect is earned. It just doesn't come automatically. So being able to be humble is an important thing that women want in their spouses. Another thing that women wanted in their spouses is flexibility. That one is not so set in their ways that they're not ready to compromise or be flexible. Not one of those who says, this is who I am and this is how I've always been. There needs to be give and take in the relationship and flexibility. Another thing that women wanted in their spouses is a spouse that is helpful, that is involved. I know this is one of the reasons why I respect my husband so much, is that he joins me, he rolls his sleeves up, and gets involved in whatever it is he sees me doing. When we first got married, my husband actually did about 75% of the cooking in the house. We were living overseas and, of course, no house help at the time, But under Sharia, it isn't my responsibility to cook. So he would do the cooking. He would be involved in helping me clean the house. When we had kids, he helped me change the diapers. He bathed the children and was so involved. And that is something that I think is highly commendable because that is the Prophet's way. Aisha radiallahu anha was asked what the Prophet used to do when he was at home. And she would reply, he used to keep himself busy serving his family. He used to keep himself busy serving his family. And when it was time, he would get up for prayers. So I love that. I really love that he was modeling that behavior. Then another thing women wanted in their spouses, somebody who is not too stiff, who takes themselves so seriously, but is fun-loving, relaxed, so down to earth. And then another thing women want is someone who's supportive of their interests. And I know men raise this as well, that you don't just condemn or criticize, but you support and encourage what it is that I like to do. Then someone who is well-groomed, I mentioned this before, it came up so often, you know, that smells good, that looks good, smells good, takes care of themselves, not just when they are also going to step out. I remember my youngest son would look at his dad when his dad is home, we've been sitting for a while, and he goes away. And when the dad comes back, he notices the father looks very clean. He's washed his face and he's smelling good. And he's like, Baba, are you going out? He said, no, I'm doing it for your mom. And he would now say, Baba ho. I'll never forget that. I love it. It's so sweet. So someone also who takes care of their health, their physical well-being. As somebody said, I don't want to be the only one who takes care of myself and then I don't find my spouse attractive. So I want him to look good for me as well. Then someone adventurous, someone ready to try new things. They also want somebody who is respectful, respectful to women. I think more than anything, that is something I love in my husband, is he is very much into girl power and very much into seeing women uplift themselves and do things out there. So shows respect to women in how he speaks and how he treats her. That is something that is important. Something I learned when I gave a lecture recently and I asked people to give me feedback. One lady mentioned, I want to feel wanted. I want to feel that my husband is ready to fight for me. So that's important, that you feel wanted. Then romance and intimacy comes more towards the bottom, but it is important. So somebody who is romantic and really takes intimacy as an important part of the relationship makes me feel good, makes me feel valued. And this, as I said, is in no particular order. For some, they don't even care about any of the things I've mentioned, just a few of them. So like I said before, if you have more to add, please share it with me so I can learn and share with others. If you enjoyed this episode and any others, share it with your friends. Then follow me on my Facebook page and Mariam Lemu, or you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.